Wir begrüßen ganz herzlich unsere Gäste hier im Studio. Hallo, Los Gatillos. Hello.
Hello.
Hola.
Hola. It's supposed to be a Spanish band, but it's a trick. None of the Spanish origins. Why did you call yourself Los Gatillos?
Yes, because the place we went in the first time for recording our stuff, that was close to Geneva, and the place is called Le Gatillon. And so we just say, c'est Pierre, he said, Los Gatillos.
I said Los Gatillos, but we didn't know what it meant.
What does it mean?
The triggers. So when we knew what it was, what it meant, we said, yeah, that's good band name.
And anything with the cat attitude? The cat association?
Das ist dann die zweite Bedienung, the second meaning of this. This name, it just means small cats.
It's gatitos,
gatillos,
or gatillos. But we are cool cats.
Yeah. Urban cats or rural or like
somewhere in the middle.
Stray cat.
Stray cats. You know each other for a long time, and you came together, but recently for a band.
Yeah.
How did that happen? What about the story behind?
That was 2 years ago. I was talking on one side with Bernard and on the other with Pierre. And the idea was only to make some singles together, single 7-inch. Ich wollte ein 7-inch mit Bernard, ein anderer mit Pierre. Und dann wir waren in diese Haus in Gatillon, so diese Singles aufzunehmen. Und dann nach 2 Tagen gab es schon 6-7 Stück. So, und der Bernhard hat gesagt, 7 Stück, das ist viel zu viel für 2 Singles, so let's make a band.
By accident, war Zufall.
Accident, Zufall.
But there was an atmosphere that was so creative that it came out fluently.
Yeah, you never know what it's gonna be like, and it turned out to be really easy to work together and just put the ideas, and we didn't expect to have that many songs after a couple of days in the studio.
And better build a real band, like not just a project.
Yeah, first we said, too many songs for a single. Let's make an album. If we're out with an album, then we have to have a band.
the forces of
nature.
How's the chemistry?
It's very fresh and very. We're very excited to play together. We have enthusiasm, and we don't know what we're doing yet. We didn't understand everything that's going on, but we're happy to do it.
That's the magic.
Yeah, I guess so.
And if you would have planned it, wouldn't have been that enthusiastic.
It's never like this. The new music.
Yeah, you never know.
Sometimes you're playing in a show, and then you got a good idea, like yesterday, like passing the instrument to the audience, but this is the idea of the moment. And the thing is, when it's my opinion, but when the musicians are too much touring, sometimes they say passing the instruments to the people, that works, so let's do it every night. And at this moment it's no more fresh and it's no more music, it's something else. And I think this kind of fresh thing is like that we are still searching for what could be cool and nice or what could be great for us. And so that's a good moment.
There are two things, like a salad, for instance. You eat it the first day, it's great. Second day, But a soup, the first day is good, second day is amazing. So I guess we have soup and salad.
How did it come to your mind? Was it the first time you passed over the microphone and the instruments to the audience?
Gestern.
Yeah.
The thing is, I knew that Pierre would be played the song for 15 minutes, and I had to find an ID so that it comes a bit more interesting. I think we saw a girl, and I saw the tambourine, and I said, hey, come on. And just Bernard saw me passing the tambourine, and then he passed something else to someone else. And then people went on stage, and that was really great. That was cool yesterday.
It's amazing when you feel that point where everybody in the room, on stage or in the room, is in the same party. And this frontier between the two that just falls down. So I guess that's what we felt at this point last night, where everybody's like, yeah, really happy to be partying. So it was an invitation to give them percussions and guitars.
And the microphones, and two microphones, two singers.
Yeah, it was super. Mm-hmm.
And the girl was screaming the hell out of her body.
Am Anfang, she was really shy. And she, okay, she get the mic and she was like, oh my God, but I can't sing anything. And then she started to say, ow, ow. And at the end, after 5 minutes with the microphone, then she started to, and that was good.
And you always switch between the languages, the three languages. You
see,
The band, you talk always French.
We speak French, but we're not always agreeing on which words, because we don't have the same words in Switzerland and France.
But I want to talk about your instruments, especially about the percussion instrument. It's a washboard, but not a normal, ordinary one.
It's a washboard. It's a normal one, but it's not really played the way it should be. Normally, so you got those things on top of the fingers, and then you say you're scratching. But no one is a real drummer or percussionist here. And Bernard, it's a good example of Los Gatillos, this instrument. Because Bernard, he just took it on the first rehearsal, straight before straight after the album. So the washboard is not on the album. He said, okay, let me play this. And I got maybe one or two songs. And it has become, I think, one of the most important thing on the stage, because we're passing the washboard from I'm playing, Bernard is playing, and the sound is very specific because we play with sticks on it, so it's not really the same, the real washboard sound, but it's Gatillos washboard, it's the way we play it. It's a good example of the music we make.
But you don't only play with sticks, though, don't you?
With a kind of kitchen instrument as well.
Schneebesen.
Du warst da. Schneebesen.
Yeah, how did you find that?
IKEA. I think.
By accident.
No, that was Bernard. That was Bernard ID.
In Bernard's band, Hell's Kitchen, they use a lot of everyday objects to drum and make percussions. I guess that's where it comes from.
Yeah. How do you agree who's playing which part, and how do you fit that all together? No bass, three guitars, three.
We don't play the same way the guitar. Bernard is more influenced by the blues, so he's playing mostly bottleneck stuff. Pretty much good. Pierre for me is mostly playing on this kind of, you know, those kind of guitars into the rock and roll. Not playing guitar, but he's the Sultan of swing, so he make it pretty good as well. And I'm more into the rhythm stuff.
The rhythm.
First rehearsal, there was a bit like, okay, let's play with three guitars. And this, I think, does not work pretty much. So two guitars is good. Sometimes the bass with Pierre. And a lot of percussions. It's good.
So you had your homework for the meeting in Gatillon. Everybody came with the songs, and then you put that together.
Yeah.
There was the duet everybody has to do.
No, there were three different songs. A lot of songs were B-sides that Pierre said, oh, okay, this song I never played. Other songs were written directly in Le Gatillon, in the night, for example, and in the morning. You say, hey, I got the song. I think some like J'irai t'enterrer au choyer was made like this. And there are other songs, we played it straight, and it came blow. For example, this song, the weirdest song of the album. It came during Pierre's birthday, that was in the night, and so we were just playing the guitar and
the thing is, we've been working all day on songs in a very structured way. Like, okay, this song, intro, verse, chorus. And we really worked well. We did a good job that day. And in the night, I said, let's make it totally open. Fred cooked a really nice dinner with tartiflette, cheese and potatoes in the oven, and really good French wine. And then we just went for meeting the spirits.